All right, let's do this. Landry is making us do this, and I enjoy doing this. We figured out, now this is a real thing to figure out, the Rockets need, of the four best players in this series, they've got to have the top. They've got to have two of the top four players. Because of the way Golden State is set up with their four great players and with Durant and with Curry, through three games of the Western Conference Finals, the best player on the court has been Kevin Durant. No arguments?
This is where I'm torn with that. I'll argue just a little bit just because in the highest seven scoring games Kevin Durant has had this season, the Warriors are 1-6. There's a little bit of, hey, if you just let, not that you're going to let Durant do anything, but the more that Durant dominates the ball and does Kevin Durant types of things, that it kind of takes them out of the rhythm of what they do, which is extreme ball sharing and extreme movement and all those other things. So, well, it's hard for me. It's hard for me to look at the fact that they lose whenever he goes off like that and say that he's the best player on the court, and yet I can't ignore how good he looks doing it.
That's my thing. Who would be better than
him? I'd say Kevin Durant.
All right, so Kevin Durant, we agree, is the best player through three games of this series. Number two, I'm going to have to give it to Steph Curry. Now, Curry did not play very well in game one and two, but unlike James Harden, his great game, game three, led directly to a win, whereas Harden's great offensive game in game one did not lead to a win. So I would have to go right now, based on that, I would have to go with Curry as the second best player, despite the fact that he's only had really one standout game.
So he's had one good game. Okay, because their best player in Kevin Durant was integral to game one. The best player in game three was Steph Curry, but yes. Steph Curry was a non-factor before that. Well, now I just don't know what to think, Mike, just because so one game, one good performance can do it for you. So, but
if
even
it directly leads
if it directly leads to a win, oh, we're in kooky town here. And he's been playing better defense than James Harden. I still can't get over some of those numbers that show just how much of an effective defender he's been compared to James Harden.
Just that's crazy.
It's just it's nutso. All right, yep. So.
No.
Wait a second. Klay Thompson, game one. Klay Thompson.
He was great.
Yeah, so I'll put Klay Thompson.
Okay.
So even though Klay Thompson didn't do a whole lot last night, I'll say Klay Thompson because of game one.
Do you think Klay Thompson has been better in this series than James Harden has been?
No. So I'll put Klay Thompson 3.
Okay.
I'll put James Harden 2. Klay Thompson 3. Steph Curry 4.
All right. I'm going to go with Harden number.
Because otherwise, you're not even calling it a series. You're just like, give me the MVP of game 3, the MVP of game 1.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna go with Harden number 3 with a little bit of hesitation. And I'll actually not say Klay. I would say Draymond Green number 4. Because I know that Draymond Green, when you watch these games, you don't really think a lot about him because of the way Golden State, the way they work offensively. But Draymond Green has been wonderful defensively. I mean, just outstanding. And in the minutes that he played last night, their defensive rating, Golden State's defensive rating, was off the charts. It was great.
I'm not going to sit here and listen to you disparage Kayvon Looney like this without even mentioning him, that Looney has been the linchpin that's held this Warriors squad together.
So the point of the exercise is whether you go with Curry or Thompson or Harden or Draymond Green, the Rockets have one player in the top four, and they don't have anybody else even close to that. That's a big problem.
Right.
Chris Paul has not played well enough in this series. And even though I said an hour ago, and I will reiterate that, I don't think the Rockets can win a championship with James Harden playing defense like he has in the playoffs so far. When it comes to this series, I do think that you need to feel Chris Paul more on the court. There are too many times when you're watching this team play against Golden State and you forget the fact that Chris Paul is even on the court. At least with Harden, good or bad, you know that he's there.
This is what I wonder, and I don't know what to say about it other than that during the season, as brilliant as the Rockets were offensively and as great as they were, and nobody can take anything away from that, D'Antoni kind of subtly criticized, begged, slashed, hoped that they would play with more pace. He would say, hey, look, I got the best ISO players on the planet. Of course, we're going to play a lot of ISO. But at the same time, he would never do it really vocally, but he would talk about how like they'd like to be able to push the pace more. And then you saw in game two, they pushed the pace extremely well. And you fell back into not pushing the pace all that well. In game three. But really what so much of it comes down to is understanding simply that, like, that all starts on defense. That it starts with,
I agree with you,
in creating turnovers. And that's where I think if there's one single thing that they need to focus on that sparks everything else, it's getting those steals, playing good defense, communicating on your switches and all that. And like sometimes the Warriors are just gonna score a lot of points. There's just flat out nothing you can do about it. But they had so few opportunities to get out in transition because of the lack of the scrappy side of the game, the rebounding, the defense, all that.
713-572-4610. Let's go to Biscuit on Mad Radio. Biscuit, good morning. Go ahead.
Hey, top of the morning to you, fellas.
Good morning.
Hey, man, my take on the series is, man, and you're right. So if you just want to go to the top four players, yeah, the Warriors going to have three of the top four. But what we were sold on the Rockets was, and what we believed was going to be the difference this year, was the Rockets had the depth and they had Chris Paul. Well, both of those issues are non-factors in this series because D'Antoni's down to playing, what, seven, maybe six and a half players. So now the depth has went out the window. And if Gordon is off, you have no bench points.
Yes.
So that's a problem. And then I think Chris Paul, you know, being an older guy, I see him rubbing. I think he has a problem with his calves. I'm thinking he's having some problem with his lip. There's a lot of his shots hitting the front of the rim. Mm. So I don't think we can expect a 40-point game out of Chris Paul this series. So to me, I'm going against Larry. Harden is going to have to. He's going to have to charge the heel. He needs to quit listening to people. Hey, he got to play his game. If Harden does not get 35 plus, because Durant is, they're not going to beat him because the depth is not there and Chris Paul is look like he's limited. So Harden is going to have to charge the heel.
I think there's a lot going on here because you could say, hey, if we just look at Gordon's inconsistency and Bamute's major issues in this series, the Rockets realistically can't topple this kind of team without those two guys playing well. But that leaves aside the overall effort and lack of intensity and focus last night, which reflects more on your two best players. And one thing that I think that we need to start talking about at least a little bit, even though this series isn't over and the Rockets lost by 41, but you lose by 1 or 41 points, still in game 4 you have a chance to even this series. Chris Paul is a tremendous player. Now, he's a tremendous player in a point in his career where he's not, you know, an 80 a game a year sort of player. They're going to have to make a decision in the offseason, which I think is really not a decision at all because they can't lose Chris Paul and not get anything for him. Here's the question. Could you argue Chris Paul's value is at its lowest against this specific basketball team? Like, as a player, is Chris Paul's value at its lowest against the Warriors because of how great their guard play is, and he might be limited defensively because of just how quick all those dudes are?
Well, and I think, okay, but is his value lowest while he's also on a team where he's not going to have the ball in his hands nearly as much? And I'm not saying that, like, he needs to have the ball in his hands. It's that, all right, looks like sometimes Rockets' offense is better when the ball is in Chris Paul's hands.
Agreed.
So then it comes down to, like, make that argument regardless of whether, maybe this is where you find out that the Chris Paul, James Harden experiment ultimately isn't what it's going to take to beat the Warriors. It's not like it. Everything. The Warriors screw everything up because it's, so if you take the Warriors out of the damn league,
yes,
then all of
then
a
you
sudden,
win the title.
None of this. It's like, okay, well, it looks like it was a bad idea to bring Chris Paul to Houston. No, it wasn't.
Of course not.
The problem is that exactly. It's just that it might not be. It was the perfect move for everything except being the Warriors. But there is no, you always have to remind yourself when you're talking about this,
yes,
that there are 28 other teams out there that haven't been able to beat the Warriors in the playoffs. Hey, the Rockets were able to win game 2, which is something nobody's been able to do since Durant came to the Warriors.
I don't know if Landry remembers this, but we had a conversation like last July or so, and we talked about the Rockets got Chris Paul. They thought about getting Paul George. And I made the observation that when it comes to Golden State, I feel like Paul George would have been the better fit. Now, when I say that, don't get me wrong. Paul George is not the same level of player that Chris Paul is. And I don't think Paul George would have scored 40 whatever points like Paul did against Utah. And they needed Chris Paul in that series a lot based on Harden's inconsistency late in that series. But you could make the argument, and I'm just talking about pure basketball, no off-the-court stuff, no leadership, none of that kind of stuff. You could make just the pure basketball argument that the best player you could have alongside James Harden against this specific kind of team is a really tremendous wing player based on everybody they have with Klay Thompson and specifically, obviously, Kevin Durant.
Right, and I think that's, I don't think anybody would argue that. The question always comes down to, okay, yeah, but what are you able to pull off in a given offseason? Like, if it's not like Daryl Morey sat there in the offseason and thought, you know what, look, I'm going to shake up the whole world and I'm going to take two guards because that's the master plan and always has been.
Don't get me wrong, Seth. There's no solution to what
I'm
saying.
No, but you know what I'm saying? Like, no, there's, you're exactly right in saying that. But so the question would be, like if you had to choose between having LeBron James or Kawhi Leonard, LeBron James or Paul.
If you could choose between Chris Paul and Kawhi Leonard.
Oh, Kawhi Leonard.
You would pick Kawhi against this team because of what he can do.
And it just flat out makes more sense from a pure basketball perspective.
Pure basketball.
It's been a brilliant experiment this entire season long, but it's not even like a Chris Paul particular skill set. It's Chris Paul, the point guard, paired up with James Harden, the point guard, that maybe ultimately, you see that, especially if Chris Paul's got injury issues, that's not what's going to be cracked the code. But I don't want to fall into despair here and act like the Rockets have no chance in this series. We've seen what they're capable of doing when they're simply dialed in mentally.
Yes.
And look, missing layups, getting blown by on defense at times, like not grabbing rebounds, not turning the ball over, all those things, it's just that's not going to get it done. They just have to flat out get that fixed.
You,